Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's been all change for ICW Insane Championship Wrestling based in Scotland. Something a little bit different for a company that continues to move in new directions. The Glasgow Comedy Festival will feature a show put on by ICW. To talk about it is the voice of ICW, Billy Kirkwood. Billy, how you doing?
I am doing very well. I'm coming to you today from the Judgment Day's Aaron Cupboard.
It does look like that, not just with the pictures, but also the lighting.
Rhea leaves the leather bits about, and Ben pops in and leaves his little towel thing he has hanging from himself these days. It's very exciting. I appreciate Cultaholic booking it out for me today.
Hey, nothing but the best for you, Billy. Nothing but the best for you. So lots going on with ICW, but let's talk about this comedy thing, the Glasgow Comedy Festival coming up. It's a big part of the comedy scene. I think a lot of people internationally always think Edinburgh Comedy Festival, but Glasgow does all right for itself, doesn't it?
It does very well, and I appreciate the correct pronunciation. Very, very nice. Very, very nice.
It's like I'm a Campbell, isn't it?
Come on, get yourself down here. We'll own this place by midnight, Tom. Come on, get yourself.
Come on.
The Glasgow Comedy Festival, obviously my stock in trade as a stand-up comedian and based in the West Coast, but obviously I travel all across the UK, but Glasgow itself is such a unique city. You've been to Glasgow. Not only is that a great night out, but we probably have some of the noisiest, most wild fans of pretty much anything on the planet. And the Glasgow Comedy Festival itself has been building up over the years. It maybe doesn't have, like you say, the international kind of acclaim of the Edinburgh Festival, but it's getting there. It's been around for about 20 years. It has buffed some huge names in comedy who have come here to Glasgow on the route to Edinburgh. And with ICW being such a big part of the landscape here in terms of just sheer entertainment and crossover, this is something that I know we've wanted to do for a long time, was finding a way to get these two worlds to kind of collide, and that is what we're going to be doing this year. Glasgow Comedy Festival and Insane Championship Wrestling.
So this is a project that's been a long time coming. What's been the general reaction for finally making it come to life?
Well, I won't lie to you, I was involved in the initial pitch, and the way it was me is I'd always wanted, I like wrestling across the spectrum, all types of wrestling, but there's a certain vein, there's a certain period of just outright outrageousness that I love. I absolutely love, whether it's the over-the-top characters from the 80s or 90s, some of the outright disasters, a little bit of Shakara and stuff in there, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could find, almost as if you found a tape of ICW, a lost tape for an alternative universe from the 90s of ICW. We can scrap away all the seriousness and all the intense that some people put on wrestling, because that's the thing, Tom, we're both wrestling fans. What's one of the things we love the most is the fun.
It's the bollocks. It's the inherent bollocks of wrestling and the fun.
The fun, the bollocks, the fun, that's what we want, and it was about bringing that. So I'd seen Max and Ivan, who are an incredible comedy duo, over for a couple of years had done things at the Edinburgh Festival involving comedians, and I thought, well, look, I would like to take this idea to ICW. It has been talked about in some form or another for probably about the last 6 or 7 years. I think I have bored people with my pitches and my concepts. I mean, at one point there I was going in hard on the Dandies tag team. I just had this image of these two guys coming out with big flowery wigs and a workhouse boy that they would beat the crap out of and use as a weapon, the travel agent, all manner of ridiculous gimmick. He's going to give you a one-way ticket to pain! You know, I just... But sometimes that's as far as my pitches would go. So we sat down when I started booking in shows for the Glasgow Comedy Festival for myself, sat down with ICW. You're very right. It is in a new era. It's a very exciting era, I think, as we're you know, away from our friends at Stanford just now, and we're doing new things on Triller Plus. Should be an H in there. Drives me nuts. We're on Triller Plus, and there is a new creative team in there. And we sat down, we had a talk about, oh, bloody hell, he's coming in to talk about his bloody Glasgow Comedy Festival show again. but the cool thing about it was taking there's also been a change after COVID, of course, there's been a change in the creative team at the Glasgow Comedy Festival. So it was like, well, let's bring you guys together and do something we've never done before. And thankfully, everyone went for it. It's also about, you know, sometimes I think in pro wrestling, particularly here in the UK, we have a bad habit of staying in our lane a little much, and we need to do more crossover stuff. We've seen a little bit of that Sovereign Pro, of course, who brought in Les Battersby. Bloody hell with a jealous. Bloody hell with a jealous. Oh my God, I was jealous. when I saw that, I was like, yeah. Bastards. I hate using the bad one.
You're fine.
You're bastards. But again, I love seeing that in UK wrestling. I think we're actually better at it than anyone else on the planet, is having such a sense of humour about ourselves and being able to kind of unchain ourselves. And UK wrestling's in this cool place. So I went in, I did the pitch with the guys with ICW. They went, we like this. We think it's fun. The Glasgow Comedy Festival went, yeah, cool. And that is what's happening. So we're going to have some comedians sprinkled through the show, some outright outrageous characters from ICW that you'll never seen before. It's going to be the roster doing a different universe of Insane Championship Wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's in fact, it's a different roster and a different universe for ICW in general. I mean, the promotion has changed shape a lot over the last few years. Not long away from WWE Network, we had Martin Best on from Progress, who talked about their departure from WWE. Did you kind of see it coming with WWE moving on without ICW?
Well, you know, I mean, I would say that's more of a management answer than anything, but I can certainly chuck in my two cents, which was, I think people started to go like, but where do we progress? Where do we go? I think there was an element of that. And I think it's probably the same with Progress. It's like, but where are we? Like, it kind of felt like people were sitting here. So I think preparations kind of started for that, particularly during COVID, you know, because the world itself completely changed. And I get the feeling that there was a building excitement of, and I think everybody thinks about it when you're in an agreement or you're in a relationship, you think, you're like, yeah, but can I stay here? That familiarity. And obviously they made changes and you would see all the comings and goings, the financial aspect of it, the stock market, it's getting bought, it's getting not bought. So I definitely think there was an element of preparation ready for that, but where were we going to be coming out of it? I think that was a case of like, it's fight or flight, isn't it? It's fight or flight, and we were ready to fight. No one was willing to see ICW just go into the darkness, and so many people made sacrifices during that time, including the new guys that are there. Mark Dallas as well, I mean, he put in huge sacrifice, so you've got to make sure to say that. But the new generation and the guys are there are building towards things, taking chances, all things we couldn't do as part of the working relationship at the time with WWE. So I think it needed to be ICW again, and that could only happen. So those thoughts were already spilling around. It's a long answer to essentially quite a short question. So, but that's what I felt they would need to be. Sometimes you've just got to take that chance.
Yeah, you mentioned Mark Dallas there, and Mark Dallas, obviously one of the founding fathers of ICW, going way back, and you're one of the few that has sort of been across both generations, essentially.
I noticed.
just keep a low profile. new management structure in place at ICW as a part of these sort of sweeping changes. How have you found that transition into a new leadership and a new direction as someone who was there in the before times?
Well, I mean, obviously we've all evolved as people over the years, I mean, there'd always been a solid foundation with ICW. I mean, that goes all the way back to Dallas and Dunk and all those guys. You know, there'd always been a solid foundation, but with the new team of Thomas and Jack Jester's involved, and a creative standpoint as well, and you know, Duncan Gray and Scott Reed, who's head of creative there, it's exciting. I'm loving it. I mean, it feels like we're part of a team again. Feels like we're part of a team again, and that is not throwing shade on any previous times. It's very exciting that the door is always open, ideas are always being thrown about, and you get excited now when you see that there is someone else that is obsessing about wrestling and about ICW as much as you are in your heads. So if you're a fan of ICW, you'll have seen that shift. I mean, we've got a sold out show this weekend. It's going to have some deathmatch stuff, which is quite funny, because for years and years, people have always said, like, oh, ICW got sanitized, which I think everyone said. So we're bringing it back a little bit with the insanity and excitement. So, and this new generation, hey, listen, everything changes as it does everywhere. But I think you got to go with the flow, man. You either jump on the boat or you jump off. And I'm very, very happy that the creative side, I think, is white hot. You mentioned the new roster. There's so many brilliant young talents that have come through over the last couple of years that it's hard not to watch them as a fan, and to see them flourish and get into new storylines. Man, I get the best job in the world. I get to sit at ringside and I get to call this fantastic action, and man, I just love it. I just love it. I think it's cool.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There was a conversation when it moved over, when ICW moved over to the WWE Network, about it becoming more sanitized. And there was a few things thrown around like that. How do you, being in the mix of it, like, how do you react to comments like that when you know that what you're putting on is a really strong product that is slightly skewed compared to where it was before? But how do you react to that kind of negative feedback that it gets?
Well, you know, man, I probably am in quite a unique position, because I can also liken it to my own career as a comedian and a broadcaster to a degree, because I think, like, as you know, I did a breakfast radio show and still do radio now. And I think sometimes people go, like, oh, brilliant, that comedian, he's going to do what he does on the Saturday nights or in his tour shows. He's going to be doing that in the breakfast in the morning. No, I'm not. I'm not going to be getting away with that. But what I can do is give you a form of that entertainment that you're going to really enjoy. And that's what ICW were doing. It was also about finding our feet in that relationship. I'm not throwing shade in WWE in that respect, because I think they didn't know necessarily what they were doing or what they wanted us to build from. I mean, I've got to say there was very little. I mean, I can't speak in terms of emails and, you know, what went back and forth. I can only, the guidance we got, they wanted to make sure that we were just providing them with the strongest service product. And that's what we went out for. We put on the bar shows during lockdown, which were themselves quite, you know, bloodthirsty and quite ruthless. But when people give that negative feedback, man, I think the best thing to do is not to take it personally, is not to really take it when you know you're producing good work, is to stay the lane, because everyone will catch up. Everyone will catch up. And I think lots of wrestling companies, and I mean, I can only imagine how it is for, you know, someone goes out and stumbles a line in a promo on Monday Night Raw and they're immediately getting destroyed on Twitter. I mean, what exactly does someone think is happening? Do they? I get the feeling that Drew McIntyre or Roman Reigns are going like, oh my God, from Stephen H. just called me a prick. It's over. Like, I just can't see it. So, man, I've been around long enough to know, like, hey, listen, it's always nice to listen. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, apart from those that aren't. So...
There's a name that you mentioned there, Drew McIntyre, known in the ICW archives as Drew Galloway. Absolutely on a tear at the moment. He is possibly the best written character that WWE currently have, that is somewhat rooted in reality and somewhat rooted in just generally Drew being brilliant. Like, as you know, somebody ICW through and through who's been ringside to watch Drew, because you were part of that bit in the middle that everyone talks about with Drew McIntyre's career, because he was in WWE, all went a bit Pete Tong, and then he disappeared into the wilderness and then appeared a fully fleshed out human again. But you were there in the wilderness years. Like, how are you feeling seeing the progress that Drew is making now?
Do you know, I don't know if there is any wrestler in modern history that is the definition of hitting the ground running. Like, going all the way back to when he came into ICW, I think we were the first company he even made an appearance from. Drew McIntyre was gone. Anything people knew was gone. The 3MB guy was just gone. This is someone that's been on a constant road of reinvention. He was doing incredible stuff with us. Of course, he got re-signed. Incredible work there. But right now, where he is, I see that same spark in his eye that I saw when he was at the O2 Academy ABC, when he returned to the world of independent wrestling. But now he's doing it on this clear stage with the confidence of a man that has just got that body of work behind him. I think it's brilliant. I think every single week on Monday Night Raw, he is one of the undoubted highlights. I mean, let's talk about it. WWE are on an incredible hot streak creatively just now. Hi, Uncle Paul. You know who I am. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll get him to give me a shudderie.
Well, he should know, because if you look at that part of that hot streak, there's a lot of Scottish blood that runs through that roster. You got your Drew McIntyre, you got your Piper Niven, but none of it yours. Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, like, there's a whole litany of stars that have come from and through the ICW system doing their thing.
Yeah, it's do you know, it's actually wild when you think about it. Just by sheer numbers. I mean, we're 5 million people here. The fact that we have so many stars that are with currently WWE is crazy. I mean, Alba and Isla doing great. It's still weird not to call her Kaylee Ray. Can I just say for the record? I know it's Alba Fire. It's still so weird not to call her Kaylee. I mean, they're tearing up. It's incredible to see. I mean, I think one of the cool things about ICW, and I think it's where we are now, is people being able to kind of explore themselves creatively. I think we're good at that in the British scene just now, and I'm seeing a real hot streak with that, but it's always been a case with ICW. There's always been a platform for people to learn, and whether it's a British thing, whether it's a Scottish thing, we're willing to go to the other side of the planet and sit at the learning tree of Shawn Michaels. We're willing to sit at the learning tree of some of these incredible coaches and tutors. And I think that's been what it is. And every one of those names, as you say, is actually very different. It's actually very diverse. I mean, I was watching Noam Dar just a couple of nights ago and went, Noam's smashing it. With, like, Meta, he is smashing it. And he's been doing that, a variation of that character now for a good few years. And who was the other one? Oh, of course, and there's the Gallus Boys. Gallus Boys on top.
Oh, Gallus Boys. See, I barely scratch the surface when you talk about who's there. Joe and Mark Coffey, Wolfgang, Noam Dar. And they're only going to get bigger and brighter at what they do.
I think the Gallus Boys are a main event attraction. They're a main roster. I mean, I don't know when the jump happens, and you never know how the jump is going to look, but they're still tearing it up. I mean, if you remember a few years ago, they beat I think it was the New Day on one of the main shows for the tag team titles. Forgive me if I've messed that up. I think, did they win it back?
Yeah. There was on NXT. I think it was NXT, maybe.
Yeah. And I just, they did not look out of place. They did not look out of place working with those main roster talents. And hey, listen, they're some ICW original boys, but they've gone on to do their own thing. And it brings a wee tear to my eye. Don't get me wrong. I do sit there sometimes going, it should have been me. As you can say, like, if Triple H didn't know who I was, he'd probably go, know me as that noise you heard in some of the Scottish guys clips. And I imagine I'm a man that makes his money speaking. I imagine they struggle with the majority of what I've got to say. good luck to it. Good luck to it. I just think like bagpipes that have been jammed into a car gearbox. So, and, you know, if the day ever comes that they feel they need that in NXT, then I'm your man. Don't worry.
The more Scottish talent they get over there, Paul might need a translator.
Oh, my God. What an idea. Would I cause grief? I was about to say, would that get me in trouble with my countrymen? I don't think it would.
Nah, you could. You're like an ambassador. It's like they could set up like a Scottish embassy at WWE Network, WWE HQ.
I think that people would actually be going, you know something? Good for him.
Yeah. Make a bag of money. You are currently sat ringside, like you say, watching this new generation of ICW talent at the risk of naming your favourite kids. Some of the standouts for you on this current ICW roster, who would they be?
Oh, we've got some, honestly, some great talents. That was the cool thing about the COVID era, even though it was quite bleak, is we saw some new talents kicking down the door. So I've got to say, Shimane, the weapon of sass destruction, the biggest secret in your dad's browser history, all the other names that I've given them, fantastic flamboyant talent, but one hell of an athlete in that ring. Dylan Thorne is a name that every wrestling promoter in the UK should know. He's big, he's rangy, he puts unbelievable intensity and passion into that. There's another name. We've got the young team, the wee man manages. So many great talents. Theodoros is another one. Jason Reed, the staunch superstar. I could, so many, all the members of the Manifesto, Eddie Castle. I've got lots of ones in there that I've become a fan of over the years, and watching them grow. I think one of the coolest things about being a wrestling fan is when you get to watch talents grow. They go from being puppies with big paws to full-blown war dogs, and I love seeing it. And every one of those guys has put in the work and is just doing amazing. I know there's going to be at least one of them watching this going, well, he didn't mention me. Well, that's because I hate you. I was like, I get name checked on nothing, Tom. I get name checked on nothing. So I was incredibly nice there, but I can't help my Scottishness. It just about.
Well, look, we're name checking you as the timeless voice of ICW. You always are in our house, without a shadow of a doubt.
I assume this video will be black and white.
Is that, yes, of course it will. Yeah, and you can throw your shoe at people.
Oh, trust me. Kevin, have a chance. I'm good to go.
Oh, he's got it. He's got his shoe. Stand back, everybody. It's coming.
Well, we'll say that's not quite as dainty as Tony's. It's filthy when I took the dog for a walk. Someone's cooking. If I throw that at them, they're going to get mumps.
I'm... ICW Wait and Bleed is this weekend. It's a foray into, I believe, ICW's first official death match. As it's Jack Jester defending the ICW World Heavyweight title against Clint Margera. And this kind of, for a lot of people, for those weird skeptics, that lad in Stevenage who's kicked off on Twitter and stuff like that, this might feel like to them a somewhat of a return to what they would call form, right?
I think it is. It's about being, for ICW, and this, I get, this is a phrase I haven't actually used in a long time, and I was really thinking about it, certainly when we were coming out of a relationship with WWE at the time, is we were the alternative of the alternative. And I think it's about bringing back an element of that to ICW. It's going back to years of yore, but you've got to think about it. It's like a fine wine. I think, like, sometimes when you look back at some of the British wrestling hardcore matches, shall we say, of maybe like, you know, 15 years, 20 years ago, you think about where we are in terms of the talents that we're putting in this ring. It ain't just going to be about blood and guts. It's going to be great stories. It's going to be entertaining. And for us to come back and to give the people what they want, we've got insane in our names. We need to remind people that we're insane. And trust me, Trust me, we are going to see that at the Asylum this Sunday. Jack Jester, who is on the tear of his career, winning the big one again for the first time in, like, I think it's like 6 years, his first time as World Heavyweight Champion with us. And there is a guy that eats, sleeps and breathes the company. I mean, I'm literally meeting with him in about half an hour in order to sit down and talk about the Glasgow Comedy Festival show. I don't think, I mean... It's one of these things, you see these WWE Hall of Fame talents and you do think, like, man, they should, as wrestling world, there's so many names in the UK and I would love to see Jester get his flowers. I think he's getting his flowers now, just hitting an incredibly interesting time in his career. He's a veteran that can still go and he's wanting to work with new people and get ICW out to new people and bring back some of those lapsed fans. You know who you are. You know what I mean? It's like those guys you meet and they go, oh, I liked wrestling at school, but then I fell out with it and you're like, oh, fuck off.
It's still here. Grow up.
You just
it.
Quit. You saw WrestleMania 9 on Sky Sports and you went, I'm done. Well, screw you, mate. Screw you. Some of it sat through in your house. All right? Just
bear that in mind. Those are the real ones. They're the real ones that went through the New Generation era. They're the real ones who went through the anonymous Raw General Manager reality era. Those are the real ones.
We remember the original MVP. Yeah, you don't remember that, do you?
But you're welcome back anytime and we won't gatekeep.
You're welcome back anytime. please bring money.
The Glasgow Comedy Festival presenting ICW. It's going to be an ICW show like no other. If people want to find out more about it, keep up to date with what you guys are doing. Where's the best places to go, sir?
Oh, I would got to say, ICW social media, certainly, Insane Championship Wrestling on pretty much everything. There is going to be lots of videos coming out with some announcements because, like I say, it's also about unlocking the creativity of our roster. We've got the Glasgow Comedy Festival Tag Team Cup, where you are going to see from teams from 1996, like the Young Team, the original version of the Young Team. We're going to see the Night Warriors, who are Arcade Violence, my favourite tag team at the moment, I'm going to say. But they're doing something very special. We've got the Accountants, the bastards. They're coming up because it's just out of tax season. They've got their money and they're going to be there to do an audit on ICW's tag team division. And so many other cool things we've got coming your way. You're going to love it. We've even got crossover from BBC Scotland. We've got a TV show here called The Scots, which stars a character called Darren, who looks very similar to Jack Jester. And Darren's always wanted to be a wrestler called Stoner McGregor. And Stoner McGregor, I'll tell you right now, will make his debut at the Great Glasgow Bash.
Oh, get in. Love it. Billy Kirkwood, it is always a pleasure to be in your ball of energy. Thank you for coming on Cultaholic and talking ICW with us.
Thank you very much, sir.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.